For the last 20 years, the Victory Dream Center in Carbondale has held the Spirit of Love Food and Gift Drive to help local families in need. And WSIU recently dropped by where the director of the food pantry at the center, Nathan Cherry, was busy coordinating the volunteers. And Cherry kindly took a break and sat down to talk in a room filled with toys and festive teddy bears and says this drive has been going on for quite some time.
Yes, for 20 years we've been doing this event at Christmas time as an outreach in our community. We started with 250 and now we're at 400. So it's called Spirit of Love Operation 400. And what we do is we pack up 400 boxes of food and we pass out 400 vouchers in the community. People have been coming since Thanksgiving to get vouchers. And when they come, we sign up their kids and the ages and gender of their children. So then we can purchase toys for their children. And we bring them they come and get a giant box of food and lots of other goodies. So it's a very festive event.
This has to really warm your heart that so many people are coming together and volunteering to help those less fortunate. Emotionally, doesn't that make you feel good?
Absolutely, it does. I tell you, being able to reach out to people that are a little less fortunate than you really encourages you, especially around the Christmas season, because it's a joyous time of the year. And a lot of times we find ourselves in joyous times and also sad times. And so being able to reach out to those that are a little maybe down in their blessings for a year or two and have kind of a spirit lifting moment for them is very emotionally satisfying.
I'm Cassandra Ortez. I'm the Community Relations Director here at the Dream Center. It really is a big deal. The Carbondale, we're seeing the need rise more and more in our community, just Jackson County in general. We're one of the lowest income counties in the state. And so we're seeing that more and more families are in need, specifically in Carbondale. So it's just such an incredible time that we have a building that's just full of people that, you know, other than this, they really don't have much help for the Christmas season. So it's just so much fun to get to provide toys and food to make sure that people can have a full Christmas with gifts and with just blessings that they get to give to their family.
In between organizing big cuddly teddy bears, one of the volunteers talked about how much she enjoys donating her time.
My name is Simone Cohen and I live here in Carbondale, Illinois.
And you are an official volunteer here, right?
Yes, I attend church here and I volunteer on my free time.
Excellent. This is radio. People can't see these beautiful stuffed animals. Can you describe here what we're looking at?
Yeah, we just have, we're in the toy room. We have tons of toys right now. I'm just putting up the stuffed animals for children close to 3 years old or even older children. So yeah, we're just here in the toy room and I'm just setting up.
Okay. And you've had a smile on your face the whole time. It looks like this is very satisfying for you.
Yeah, absolutely. This is just knowing I'm doing it for a good cause and to help other people in need. It's amazing. I don't mind doing this at all.
And Director Cherry points out that many people in groups help to pull this off.
Sure. We have many partners from the community that donate financially. And we're very grateful for all of them. And we're very grateful for the St. Louis Area Food Bank, where 90% of our food comes from. We're grateful for a lot of local retail grocery stores where we pick up food on a weekly basis. And we're also grateful for, several other businesses in the community that have donated gifts in kind or financial means. It's a group effort.
And Nathan says this weekend, it'll be all hands on deck, and he invites the public to help.
Correct. This weekend, we'll be having our big event. On Saturday, our volunteers will be packing up all of the 400 boxes of food. And then Sunday, we'll be giving them out as the people come in Sunday afternoon. All afternoon, they'll be coming in and receiving their food and toys.
And, of course, are you looking maybe for some volunteers to come here and help with packing and logistics, Nathan?
Absolutely. We have three needs still this time of the week leading up to this event. Number one, we need volunteers throughout the week as we make preparations with our food and toys. Also on Saturday, if anybody wants to come and help us, 9 a.m. to noon, we'll be packing up our 400 boxes of food. Number two, we need some more toys still. There's a few age categories that we're looking for some toys, and that's the 0 to 4 age boys and girls, the, like baby gifts, as well as 12 to 16 girls and boys. So if you wanted to donate a toy, that's something that we need. And then obviously financial donations to help purchase all the food.
The Victory Dream Center is located on the east side of Carbondale, across from the fire department at 607 East College. For WSIU, I'm Kevin Boucher.